The year may have been rough. The year may have been challenging for some. But what I will tell you is even in the midst of a pandemic, there were still people accomplishing goals and making things happen regardless of their circumstances. And we back, and we back, and we back. Yes, it is true. You are tuned in to a new episode of the podcast, Mac Knows. I know some of you guys might have been asking, you've probably been wondering, man, what has guy been at? What's been going on with him? He haven't been dropping any content. But if you haven't been asking, that's fine. That's cool, too. I totally understand. But nah, man, we're back. We here. We on the right track. We're going to get things back to going how we originally had them going. So I hope you guys are ready for today's episode. But before I jump off into anything, you already know what's coming. If you don't know, be thankful, be grateful, be blessed. I don't know about you guys, man, but on this episode, I'm going to tell you how I've been living as such. I'm going to tell you guys, just give you all a rundown of my 2020, just to let you all get an insight or get a feel of how things played out for my year. So one thing I will tell you, 2020, yes, the year, it may have been rough. The year may have been challenging. But what I will tell you is even in the midst of a pandemic, there were people accomplishing goals and making things happen regardless of their circumstances. I just want to throw that out there, man. So if you feel my drift, if you know where I'm coming from, on this episode, I just want to give you all a rundown of how my 2020 went. But before we jump off into that, I had an episode put together and everything, man, that I was going to drop to kick off the new year. But a couple things happened, and one, I'll just go with this one instance. You guys know the national championship was last week. I'm a huge Ohio State fan. I'm pretty sure you all know, listening to the past episodes, or if you actually know me in person, then you know how big of a fan I am. So I had an episode recorded. I've kind of changed things up, man. I've been working crazy, crazy, crazy. So instead of dropping on Fridays, now I'm going to give you guys these episodes on Mondays because I'm more free to record to have everything ready for Mondays instead of on Fridays. So, yeah, you're going to be getting things on Mondays from here on out. This is the direction that we're going in. I don't know if I want to start calling it Mondays with Mac, Mac in the morning on Mondays or something of that sort, but that's how we're going to start rocking from here on out, man. We're going to be getting it on Mondays. Hopefully it stays the same. You just never know how life go, what turns and all that may come about. But yeah, so like I was saying, last Monday, it was the playoff game, the national championship game. And oh my God, I didn't quite get the outcome that I was expecting, which is weird. Because I was like going in, I just knew we had to be able to put up points in order to even keep up with Bama because they're a great program and they're pretty prolific on the offensive end. So we weren't able to keep up. It is what it is, man. We got there. I guess that's something big that we could hang our hats on. But at the end of the day, it's kind of about getting there, but at the end of the day, it's really about winning it, if you ask me. But some people may look at that as an accomplishment, which it is. I mean, you got there, but the bigger goal, the bigger dream is to win it all, and it didn't happen. But man, shout out to the team. We had some dogs offensively, but our defense was just so trash, it's crazy. I don't even want to go too sports heavy on that, but yeah. Shout out to the team. I'm forever Buckeye Nation. And that's that. So, yes, on today's episode, I told you guys, I just want to talk about how my 2020 went. And I pray that you're in a space now where you're living through the pandemic, because it's still going on, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing has changed. Well, things have changed. They've gotten a vaccine and all that stuff. And that's another story that I'm not going to even jump off into, because I don't know, man. Like, my perspective and the way I see things, like, I question a lot. Man, I tell you guys, I question so much that not even just people of high authority like that, but just, I don't know, man. It's just a lot of stuff that I see, and my point of view, it really differs from the way that many people do things. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole, because that's something that we'll be going on for a full episode alone if I jump down there. But as I was saying, what I was really hitting to is, at this point, we all know where we lie throughout this pandemic. And if you're still at a point where you haven't bounced back, you haven't gotten back on your feet, man, I'm going to tell you flat out, I'm going to tell you straight up, the only way I can see a person still being down and not even to a point where they may be crawling toward their ultimate goal or their ultimate dream of life, or they may even be slowly walking on that path for their dreams or for their goals. The only way I don't see an individual getting back up or heading into the direction of their dreams and goals for his or her life, the only reason I won't see it or people aren't doing it is because they've gotten to a place where they've accepted just laying down. They've given up. And if you haven't adjusted in this time, man, like I said, it's been going on. We're roughly almost back at a year's mark since this whole pandemic been going on. So there's no way you should still be down and out at this point. So, man, get it together. Get back on your A game. Whatever you got to do, man, pull yourself together. Get out of that funk. We need you to become a better human being. We need you to help save humanity. You guys see the state that the world is in right now. It's not a good thing. And it starts with us, man. We the people. We have to be the ones to kind of empower one another and just hopefully continue to work towards that change. So, yes, hey, I'm going to always speak things over you guys. That's just me. That's just in my nature. But first thing first, man, starts with you. You have to have the faith. You have to have the belief system to where, regardless of what's going on around you or how things are looking, you know you'll be able to pull through. You know things will turn around and work out for your good. So if you're not even in the right mind space to think that or possibly believe that it might happen or it could be something that is true, then I can tell you right now, you're setting yourself up for failure. You're setting yourself up to not succeed. But I'm going to continue to speak over you guys' life, man. I want you to do the same over mine. Only if you're speaking good, though. I don't want you just saying on any and everything about me and my situation and what I got going on over here with me and mine, man. I want you guys to speak life. There's power in that tongue. There's power in the tongue. I ain't going to even get biblical on this episode. But we're going to have some episodes where, matter of fact, I might get a little biblical later on in this podcast. Only for one reason, though. But yes, let's jump off into my preview. Well, it's not even a preview, but my review, rather, of the year 2020. So as I said earlier, there were people accomplishing things in 2020. And man, as 2019 ended, I started journaling, and I wasn't doing it every day, but I was still doing it at a high level. And there were some things that I was writing down, some to accomplish for the year, some to accomplish for the next 5, maybe 10 years, things of that sort. And it was on a personal level. It was on a father level. It was just on a husband level as well. So it was just one of those things that I was doing. And man, when I tell you guys, just seeing the things that you wrote down to accomplish come to pass, it's probably the greatest feeling ever, man. Just on a scale of 1 to 10, it's definitely a 12, definitely a 15. And I don't know if you guys are into things like that, but it's a Bible scripture, man. Write the vision down and make it plain. I can't stress it enough. I won't stress it enough, man. I don't know what it is you want to accomplish with your life, man. But I'm telling you guys, when you're writing it down, it's not even just a sense of urgency, but it's a sense of you constantly reminding yourself that, okay, today I have to get this done. Every single day, you seeing that, and I was doing it in the morning and I was doing it at night every single, well, like I said, not every single day, but five, 6 days out of the week, probably at that rate. So like when you see those things at nighttime, you're going to sleep on those thoughts of what you want to accomplish as a person and what you want to do with your life over whatever time span or when it comes to whatever you're writing down. So that's just the nightly part of it. But in that morning, it's so key. It's so special. And I say that because when you write those things in the morning, you're setting your mindset, you're setting your mind frame to be locked in a way to be able to take steps, start working, whether it's just chipping off small blocks, small pieces to the puzzle for these goals that you know you have to accomplish. So like I said, man, there were things, I'll just tell you guys, the four things, I think it was maybe four things that I had been journaling that I wanted to accomplish in 2020. And of course it was getting married, having a wedding or whatever. The other thing was buying a new home, us buying our first home, rather, our new first home, and becoming a personal trainer was another one. And going to the Maldives were four things that I was journaling for me to accomplish for the year 2020. And when I tell you guys, I got every single one of those things accomplished, and in the midst of a pandemic. That was the wild part. Even when it comes to just getting things done in the pandemic, man, and I could tell you guys just stuff that I was hearing, just the naysayers type of thing. And I mean, you got to deal with those type of people, right? I mean, you just can't get away from them. But just saying things like, oh man, it's easy to fly. You can fly anywhere for little to no money right now, the way everything going. And just saying things like, oh man, you could buy a house for, you could buy, anybody could just buy a house now, the way the market is, right? Like, I'm just like, people just saying things like that, and I'm like, okay, that's cool, that's fine. I understand your mindset, your way of thinking. I understand what you're saying. So why aren't you doing these things? And the biggest thing that came to me, I didn't even want to go down this way, but I mean, you know how you just get to talking and you kind of just have those small rants about certain things. And I was just like, why aren't you doing it? Like, there are many aspects you have to be set up in the right way to even buy a home, regardless of what the rates are. Like, there are certain things you have to have in place to even look forward to getting to buying a new home. So that was another thing. I mean, it's just people at work that I was hearing things from. I didn't say anything. I just weaving them out, knowing who to talk around, knowing who not to talk around, because I know what type of energy they're putting in the atmosphere. Man, shout out to my partner DC as well. We always talk about that, just the people in our work environment that kind of just always on the bad vibes, man. And that's just something that you can't have around you. You can't let that get in your spirit. So it was just that. And even with the whole Maldives situation, like I could have shown them the receipts or whatever from the flight prices that we bought them. Like, okay, this ain't just no regular flight here now. You ain't just going from LA to across country. I mean, to across the states. This ain't no $90 flight. This ain't no $200 flight. You better triple that. You better do something. But I personally, I just don't feel the need to, when it comes to certain things, feel the need to explain it. And it is what it is. I don't know if you guys are the same way, but yeah, like I was saying before I even got going with that, man, it's just one of those situations. I know you guys may have experienced it as well, where people just, it's just that negativity, man, and just people bringing the wrong vibes when it's not even meant. Like, just appreciate, just like what a person doing. Like, that's all I can say that I will say for the next man. If they're doing something good, or if they're doing something that I even want to do, I'm going to congratulate you. But once again, you don't have solid human beings. Well, you don't have a lot of solid human beings, I'll say that, out there in the world today. So, yeah, man. Before I get to the wedding, I'll just speak on what led up to the wedding. And I went skydiving. Probably top two on the list of things I've done. And it's so dope, man. You guys got to do it. I'm definitely going to do the bungee jumping next. But I highly recommend you guys skydive, man. Adrenaline rush over the top. It's worth the experience. I'll tell you guys that. I don't know if you're that type of individual, whether you're afraid of heights or not, but man, you gotta do it. You gotta make it happen. I promise you guys, you will love it at the end. Like, there was this one lady. I don't know what she is to the man that she was with. They were boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, or any of that. I don't want to just give them the wrong title, but there was one couple, and from the way they were talking, the guy encouraged her to do the jump. So once we got on the plane, we're thousands of feet in the air, and she was not trying to get off the plane. So in order to get out, you have to basically scoot to the front door, and they're gonna roll you out. And when I tell you guys, she was doing everything in her will to stop the guy from basically rolling out with her. Like, she's putting her hands on the door, her legs, just blocking every single direction that she could so she wouldn't have to fall out, because she was at that point where she was scared. I mean, she was even telling us that she was scared. So, yes. And then it came down to it. Everything happened. We got back on the van to go back to the facility, and they asked her again after the fact. They were like, how you feel about the experience? And she was saying that she absolutely loved it. It's one of those things that you got to do, man. I witnessed someone firsthand that was death scared to fall out the plane and even take that step to do that. So for her to turn around and just be like, it was one of the best experiences she had, and she loved it, this, that, and the third. I promise you guys, you all, listen, please do it. If you don't want, do it for me, okay? That, and like I said, I definitely got to do the bungee jumping as well. But so I did that, and with that, even with that whole situation, that's another story within it. It's like, so originally we were supposed to be going to Vegas around my birthday, which is in May, the weekend of May 2nd. I think we were going to go like April 30th through the 3rd, and I was going to skydive along with a few other people as well. So it was going to be a bachelorette dual thing, and we're gonna have family and friends, everybody that's gonna come. We had this huge Airbnb. We're just gonna party and have a good time and kind of mingle together before we finally come one at the wedding. So that didn't play out
And we ended up having to cancel because of the shutdown, of course, the lockdown. So we canceled. Well, we actually ended up postponing it. We're going to redo it. It's not going to be the same Bachelor, Bachelorette, but it's just going to be a little getaway with friends or whoever may want to come when we do it. We rescheduled it or rebooked it for this year, 2021. So, yeah, we had to reschedule that. And maybe about July-ish, I think. Vegas kind of started opening back up a little bit. And my wife was just like, well, my fiance at the time, she's my wife now, but oh yeah, if you like it, put a ring on it. So my fiance at the time, she was like, let's still go to Vegas. And she was like, we don't have to go with the entire party or the entire group that we were going to go with. It could just be me and you, and my parents or somebody. So me, her, and my parents, her parents, our parents, we got together. We still ended up going. And that's another story within itself, man. Like I said, I just give just something quick, a quick keynote. Some of the things that you will do, you're going to have to do it alone. You're going to have to do it without the crowd or without the added people that were supposed to tag along in the first place. So that's one of those situations, man. We still ended up getting it. We still ended up going to Vegas, even though it may not have been with the full group of people that we were planning to go with. So yeah, man, that's one of those things you guys need to make sure it happens in your life as well. So certain things that you come about, certain things that you get ready to embark on, new endeavors in your life, those things, man, you may end up having to go alone. You and your significant other, or just you and that one other friend that truly has your back, that truly rides with you. So that's another one of those keynotes, man. I'm telling you, that's something that's very, very important. So, yeah, we ended up going to Vegas. That happened. And maybe about 2 months later. Oh, maybe about a month later. So it probably was about late August, I believe. I don't know if you guys remember, but originally we supposed to been having our wedding. It's supposed to have been a destination wedding in St. Lucia. So I would say maybe late August, we received word that the island wasn't going to open back up. So, man, stressful. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the wedding planning process, but we were going to have a destination wedding, so we didn't have to put anything together. And stressful. This is another reason why I can stress the fact that I'm with the most amazing individual in the world. Because the stuff that she put together, the stuff that she did in a matter of 2 months, a whole wedding on her own. Well, we had some help. Her parents, like my aunties, there were a few people. Her god sister, shout out to Lisa, getting ready to have a baby boy. Shout out to Lisa. So, yeah, we had a few people in our corner. And I can say a lot of things wouldn't have been possible. Some of the things that we were able to accomplish wouldn't have happened without that help, man. That's why that help is so important. That's why having people in your corner, especially in a time of need, man, you just never know how big of an impact an individual could play in your life at certain points. So they pitched in, they helped, and we had to do every single thing. But, man, getting that call, it was so stressful. So once we got word, I think, my wife, she contacted me and she told me, and I'm human. She's human. We're all human. You're going to have those thoughts. You're going to think certain things. So, she was just like, what if it's not meant to happen? And I was like, I was completely honest with her. I was just like, to be real, I had that exact same thought. That crossed my mind as well. But the difference in everything was I did not put that in the atmosphere. It's a difference when you think things, but I'm telling you guys, when you act on it, when you put it into motion, when you start saying it and all of that, that's what make the difference. And I'm telling a lot of stuff. So she said it, and I was just like I had to break it down to her. So I was just telling her, I thought the exact same thing. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you how it is. I thought the exact same thing. But when I stepped back, when I got out of my feelings, when I stepped back and looked at the bigger picture, I was telling her, so how do you think your god sister feel, which is, she was the maid of honor, which is probably, they grew up closest, I don't know what. So I was just like, how do you think your god sister feel, who was not going to be able to make the wedding, because she was at that point to where her doctor told her that she couldn't fly because of her pregnancy situation. She was almost at that point of having her baby, so she wasn't going to be able to even attend. So I was just telling her, just look at it from your god sister's perspective. Us having the wedding here in the States would be beneficial. Like, the one of the most important people in your life will be able to now attend the wedding. So once we kind of got out of that whole feelings thing and just started looking at the bigger picture, maybe what we want isn't what's best for the plan God has for us, that type of thing. And I was just like, at the end of the day, I understand how I wanted to have my wedding. And I'm not going to even trip about it, because the main thing is getting married. The main thing is marrying the person that I love, regardless of where it's at. So I just told her, it doesn't matter, man. Even with that process, stressful. So I had to be that that individual that kind of not let her get too low about the situation, to just continue to pour into her and allow her to understand that things will work out. And when I tell you God has a plan for everything, I can't stress it enough. So even with that, so everything went down. We ended up started looking at venues. We found a couple, and we decided to go and check one out. Went to the venue. We told them the date, and the lady was like, oh, man, we just had someone cancel their wedding on this exact same date and time that you all wanted. So I'm telling you guys, man, the man of above be working some things out. It is what it is. I'm just thankful for every single thing that has came our way. So it was just like that. And the crazy part about it was, the venue that we went to, it was like the sister venue for the same place for where her god sister got married. We were in their wedding in 2019. So it was crazy. It was surreal. So it's just one of those situations where you don't think, you come from her perspective, the average person wouldn't think that you and quote unquote your best friend basically sharing the same wedding venue type of thing. Like, no one would ever think that would happen in their lifetime. So yes, that's another thing that happened. And the wedding was, oh man, it was so amazing. We had the live band there. Oh god, if you guys didn't show up to the wedding, if you didn't, man, you missed it. I'm telling you guys, you missed it. And I haven't really been posting. I've been posting stuff here and there, like just certain pictures or whatever. But I haven't really just been posting, like talking about. And one of these days I will, when I find the time, when I really feel like it. Like, I just don't be feeling like doing all that stuff. So I'll post a picture here and there. But yeah, it was great. And the day will always be special because it was the exact same day that LeBron and the Lakers won a championship. So I'm telling you guys, it was like everything worked out. It was like a match made in heaven. And even with the championship game, we at the reception. So I was sitting at the head head of the table with my wife, and the groomsmen were sitting all around us. So I got my brother and one of my homeboys. My brother is a LeBron fan, but a couple of my homeboys they're true Laker fans. So they run and telling me, they're like, "Man, you better tell LeBron to close it out. Ain't nobody trying to go to a game seven, this, that, and the third." I'm like, "Hey, I called my guy. He said he's gonna get it done tonight. Just be cool. Just watch it on your phone. Just check the score whenever you feel a need to. He gonna get it done." So I just kept telling that man. We looked up. They were blowing him out. I'm like, "What I tell you? I told you. My guy said he gonna deliver, man. So just get ready to enjoy this championship, and we're gonna get ready to head for number five." So that night was so crazy. It was so special, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Definitely the most important, the best moment of my life thus far. I can say, I will say, and right now we're gonna get you guys in on a sponsor. So yes, check out a brief word from our sponsor. So yes, that's how things went on the wedding night. It was great. Everything came together so perfectly in the end, and it was one of the prettiest things I've seen, and it was fantastic. Nothing more, nothing less. So yes, that happened the very next day. So we were still going to go to St. Lucia, and it would have been the exact same. Our normal stay would have been like the 12th through the 16th. The wedding would have been on the 15th. So we ended up having the wedding here in the States on the 11th instead. So on the next day, we were still going to go to St. Lucia. We received word that certain resorts were going to open back up, but the resort that we were going to have our wedding at wasn't. So we tried to book another resort, one of the ones that told us would be open, and kind of find out they weren't going to open up. So we were like, "Okay, we're going to try Airbnb." The Airbnb hit us up, and they were like, "Okay, we're going to have to refund y'all because we won't be able to open up either." And at this point, we're just like, "Okay, all right, we're just going to chill." So we had originally planned to be gone for 2 whole weeks. I'm talking about took off from work and everything. Well, we actually took off for maybe like 2.5, almost 3 weeks type of thing. Yeah, I was really gone from work. We were gone from work for a long time. And we chilled at the crib, and we didn't leave until that Saturday. So we flew out to L.A. to catch the flight to go to Maldives. And, man, that flight was so long. I think it's the longest flight in the world, I believe. It was maybe about 29 hours. So I know you guys saying 29 hours. Listen, when I tell you guys it's worth it, it is so worth it. Definitely the Maldives adventure, that vacation, that honeymoon, it's number one on the things I've done in life. It's places I've gone to. Whatever you want to label it as, it's number one on that list, man. And if you seen the stuff that I was posting, you may not have really gotten the full effect of it because I know how the service was there and uploading and things of that sort. But, man, when I tell you guys, it is so pretty. It's so amazing, man. I will tell you, if you have the opportunity, everybody won't be able to, but if you have the opportunity, man, if you can, if you're fortunate enough to do it, do it. You won't regret it. I'm telling you guys, even just amongst us, it was kind of, you might think that, well, I won't, there are certain places, I would say like Bora Bora, where the stay is pretty cheap and you're not paying as much. So the stay there wasn't bad at all. I mean, it was maybe $100 and something a night, maybe $150 a night or something like that. So we stayed for a full week. So maybe it was like $150 a night. And I'm talking about we're in the overwater bungalows. It was great, man. It was over the top. It was over the top. So one of the things I loved about it, man, we used to leave our light on out back, right? So that basically attracted whatever was in the water. It attracted it to the light. So we used to go out there. Turn it on, then go maybe about middle of the night or something. We'll go out there, and it used to be sharks, all type of fishes, jelly, man, mantas, almost anything you could think of that's in the water, that's a part of sea life. More times than not, that individual came up to that light, and it was just so crazy, guys. Actually, it's sitting here looking like we're seeing live sharks and all of that right here in front of our eyes, man. So I actually tried to jump in there one time with the shark. I mean, they wasn't huge sharks, of course. You know, those big old sharks, they can't, well, it depended on, at certain times the water got pretty high, so at other times it just depends on the time of the day and how the water is flowing and things of that sort, where the water was either high or it was low. So and most times that we saw, they were I want to say they weren't big body full grown sharks, but, and they weren't small like baby sharks. They were kind of in between type of thing, so they were still a decent size. I'm talking about bigger than the average human's arm. So like I said, they were still a decent size. So, man, I tried to jump in there with one of them boys. They took off. They were gone. I didn't even see it. So it used to be nice where we got two or three of them out there together. Just all type of stuff, man. It was just, I'm one of those individuals. I love, love, love. I love being in the water. I don't know why. I just love being in the water and around those type of things, those type of animals, those type of creatures. So, oh man, it's just some great experiences. So, Maldivian lobsters, like the food there was so good, so fresh. And I'm talking, so we had one of the nights, we had a dinner by the water, and it wasn't dressy, but it was like a little casual situation, and had a bottle of water. So my wife, she ordered the lobster. So the man was like, "Come pick it out." So I started laughing. I did not expect us to go over to a full pool of lobsters, and she have to tell them which one she want. So they have a real net. You know how, like the nets that you clean the pool out with, like a fit, whatever they're called, a fishing net. I don't know what they're called, but a pool net or any, whatever it was. They had one of those, and they literally pull the lobsters out of the water right in front of our eyes. So a couple of them they were trying to get, they running around, so they got to redirect themselves to try to get another one. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. Like, I haven't been anywhere in the States, not that I've tried to either, but that even did anything of that sort. So, yeah, man, that happened. It's all type of stories I could run to you guys. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy adventure. I loved every single second of it. And definitely got to do it again. We're definitely going back to Maldives. So that happened. We came back. We stayed there maybe about 8 days or something like that. I think about 7 or 8 days. Yeah, we came back. Flight was the longest flight in the world. But the planes were so huge, guys. And that type of destination is not a place where the average human being going. So the planes weren't full. You don't have to worry about individuals next to you and all of that type of stuff. So we were able, even if the plane was kind of filled decently, the size of the plane was still good enough to have ample amount of room. So we were able to really just lay out without anything to worry about, without people and all of that. So like I said, it's not one of those destinations where just millions and millions of people are traveling there. And to be quite frank with you, majority of the people that we did see there, I honestly can't say. I think we were the only Americans. I mean, we ran into people, but they were not from the States or whatever. So it's just not the average place that many people from over here, I can say, are going to. But if you're fortunate enough, man, do it. You're gonna love it. You will not regret it. If you regret it, I'll refund you whatever it is you paid. So that's how we're gonna do that, okay? So yeah, we came back, and it's crazy, man. Look, we came back, and so we got married on the 11th of October. We came back, and on November 11th was the date that we closed on our new home. And I just know that the timing that it all played out, it was just meant for us to happen strictly through the way God wanted it to be. And I say that because we tried the exact same process a year before and just kept getting denied. Just kept getting the runarounds with a lot of stuff. And it was always like, oh man, if it's not one thing, it's another. So to come back a year later, after we got married, and I'm telling you guys, it was basically like it was thrown in our lap type of thing. Like everything worked out so smoothly that it seemed like it was meant for it to happen. So we got the crib, and man, we were kind of expecting it to be done maybe about the latter part of this year, 2021. But we looked on a website for the housing. I think it was the maker, the builder. It couldn't have been the housing department that were actually the community or whatever. It couldn't have been that. So I think it was the builder site rather. We looked on that, and they said it was gonna be done by June. So I was like, oh man. So you mean to tell me our crib gonna be done in time? We can have the cookouts. I'm like, man, that's perfect timing. Middle of the summer, like what Meek said, in the middle, perfect timing. So, hey, if you're a family member, close friend, be on the lookout. We're gonna have the barbecue grill. We're gonna have all that going. We ain't gonna have a pool this year. My wife, she was adamant about not getting an area where we'll be able to get a pool, because she already know. I was just telling her, like, man, listen, you might think it's a lot to keep up, but I had a pool growing up. Like, I know what it takes as far as the maintenance and all of that. So my parents, they were fortunate enough to have me and my siblings a pool and all of that. So I'm like, I want to do the same for my kids. Like, I can't go backwards. Like, and that's my whole thing as a parent, as a person. I can't go backwards in life. So if there were certain things that my parents was doing for me and my siblings, it's something that I should automatically do. It's something that should automatically be done by me plus more. So it's all about progressing, man, progressing and continuing moving forward. So I can't go backwards. But I already told her, like, it don't even have to be within the first year. So more time than not, we're going to probably just stay in the house for like 5 years and then find a bigger home and something of that sort, more than likely. So even our realtor was just saying, okay, so what if you saying you don't want the pool, but what if the person that moves in want to put a pool in? So you got to have the ample amount of space, just even just looking forward type of thing. So I'm like, yeah, see, you know what you're talking about. But yeah, I'm gonna probably wait like second or third year, maybe get the pool boy going. And hey, it's gonna be lovely. It's gonna be great. So yeah, got the house situation. Then I just came back and I really just went on locked in and took my test to become the certified personal trainer. Got it done. I got everything solidified in Texas to actually be a business owner now. So I go to work training and fitness. Be on the lookout for it. It's not even just a fitness how you all may think, but I'm telling you, we're doing sports training, we're doing all of that. So we're going to keep the kids in a good environment. We're going to teach the kids how to play this sport, play that sport, give them knowledge about the sports and just knowledge about themselves and how they could become better people while using sports to their advantage. So yes, that's what the brand is. It's not what it's all about, but it's just some of the things that it's all about. And I'm telling you guys, man, 2021, we're going to higher heights. I want you guys to climb with me. I want you guys to grow with me too. So I don't want to leave. This ain't that. This ain't No Child Left Behind. But as I said earlier, everybody can't go. It's some stuff you got to do alone. But when it comes to this, and when it comes to succeeding and leveling up in life, I want you guys on that same path with me. We don't have to be going down a lane with the same profession or any of that, but I still want you guys accomplishing whatever it is you set out to accomplish. I still want you guys going to getting and tackling those goals, man. It's enough out here for all of us to get. It's enough food for all of us to eat. If you ain't hungry, don't sit at this table, because either get ate. That's the type of mindset we on. Mamba mentality, man. Work, 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 work. Continue to put the work in, man. Perfect your craft. Perfect your craft. I was listening to something and it caught my ear. I posted it the other day, but I guess maybe on another episode I really dive off into it. And the post was basically what did I say? It was basically switching hustles won't make you blow up any faster. In fact, it's quite the opposite, or something like that. So I heard that from someone. And when I tell you guys, that's another thing I want to dive off into. We're going to jump off into that on another episode, man. Stick to what it is you do, man. Just work. Build consistency in that one area before you get to trying to doing 3, 4, 5, 6 different things. So continue to work. That's how I got to that. I was trying to tell you guys to work. So when I thought of that, when I thought of the fact that I'm telling you to work, when that was said, I kind of just thought about that quote or whatever. So, man, put the work in. Continue to work. Continue to grind. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. We've seen so much in the world today, man, especially as far as we've advanced as a person. We've seen so much that there shouldn't be anything that you shouldn't have your mindset on and be in a mind space where you feel as if you can't get it done. We've seen way too much. So anything is possible. Go out and get it. Make things happen. Take care of you and yours, man. Continue to forget what they saying, the CDC and the government officials. I'm not going to say forget what they saying, but man, what I will stress and what I will stress heavily is build your immune system. This is something that they're not telling people, but I want to stress this heavy, man. Continue to wear a mask. Continue to wash your hands. Do all that stuff. But most importantly, man, build your immune system. Excuse me. Build it up. Get out every single day. Get out and get a walk in, a light jog, something of that sort. Get active, man. Build your immune system. That's the biggest thing, man. And I don't know why they're not actually telling people that, but that first thing first, to fight off any virus, your immune system has to be strong. So that should be one of the main things that they're telling people, but they're not. And it's weird and it's strange to me, man. I just don't get it. But continue to build your immune system. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to a new episode of the podcast, Mac Knows. Tell a friend to tell a friend to listen to the podcast. Find me on the social medias. Twitter account is ATH the THE Magnific One. MACNIFIC the number one. Once again, that's ATH the Magnific One. ATHEMACNIFIC the number one. What is the Instagram? I promise you guys I'm gonna get it going on the ground. Like, I hardly do anything on Instagram, and I'm gonna pick up the slack on there. The Instagram is one immaculate underscore life, the number one. Immaculate, IMMACULATE underscore life, LIFE. Go add that. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna end up changing it sooner or later to something dealing with the fitness business. So go change that. Excuse me, I don't mean to tell you to change it. Go ahead, and I might leave it like that and just work with it off of that, but just have the business going out of that. But yeah, go add me on Instagram. I'm telling you guys, I'm gonna start posting more. The number one, immaculate, IMMACULATE underscore life, LIFE. Twitter, Instagram, what else you need? The Snap. I don't know. I just haven't really been in that mood for social media lately. But I have to start posting more. At this point, with what I'm trying to build, I have to start posting more. So eventually I will get to posting more. The Snap is RastaMac1, RASTAMAC, the number one, RastaMac1. And yes, I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to an episode of the podcast, Mac Knows. Be sure to share it. Go on iTunes, leave a review if you have to. And we out.